He rode the train and had to feed the chickens en route, and I had heard him talk of New York because that was one of the places he went with chickens.
I see. How about the nation's capital? How was that referred to?
Well, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Did you say Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C., I think, when we said it. Mm-hmm. It's been so long ago, I don't even and they seem so close now.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to remember how you felt
back then.
That's
right. It's interesting, though.
Yes, it is.
How did you regard cities, say, in Ohio? Was that pretty far away?
Yes, it was.
How about Cincinnati?
Mm-hmm.
Did you study it?
Well, of course, we studied it, but it's hard to remember, as I said a while ago, since those places are so familiar now from television and newspapers.
And you can even pull in
and we have traveled, you know, through several of the states, and it's...
What was your attitude toward Chicago?
Well, that's a far piece off, too, and a mean town.
What did you think about Cincinnati and Louisville? Did you have any feelings
I didn't have any feelings at all. The thing that brings to my mind about Cincinnati, my sister was a music teacher. She studied music. And at one time, she talked about going to the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. Mm-hmm. And that's the first I can remember, or about the only thing I can remember about Cincinnati is being a music center there.
Mm-hmm. It has a nickname, the Queen City. It was, I think, at one time the center of culture in the Midwest. How do they teach you to pronounce St. Louis or St. Louis?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Mm-hmm. In the state?
Missouri.
Missouri. So many times they say Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And does that sound more natural? Or
Missouri sounds more natural.
Uh-huh.
Of course, in later years, I've learned to say Missouri. But I think, since you've mentioned it, back when I was growing up, is Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And not Missouri, it's just Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Missouri.
Missouri.
Same with Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Not Cincinnati, but Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you remember anything about the New England states? Was that thought to be a center of culture?
I think so. The New England states were just far off and something to be studied about in geography, never visited, and probably would never be seen. And
as I remember them, they were thought to be that was where all the money and the universities and all that seemed to be centered there. In fact, I think most of the country felt pretty inferior about somebody who came from New England.
And was supposed to. Does the South still feel inferior to those states?